This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there, you're listening to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. To Inareo o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today we are continuing our conversation about how to tackle Christmas and the New Year's and the festivities when you have, ADHD, autism, or any type of neurodiversity. But also, we are going to dive in a lot about having chronic conditions that may affect your energy and how you socialize over the festivities. But I find that when you look after yourself, when you're neurodiverse and when you have complex chronic conditions, the advice is very, very similar. Stick around for that. But first, a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
In our last episode, we covered strategies for sensory and social management. But today, I would like to turn our attention to one of the most critical topics, how to manage the holiday demands when you're managing a chronic condition, such as long COVID, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and any other illnesses that impact your energy and your stamina. And like I said at the intro, a lot of the advice that I'll give here for managing the holidays for chronic conditions are also valid if you are a neurodivergent individual and, if you're sensitive and if you just want to handle your holidays a bit better. So just listen up. You might find an advice here and there that may be worth trying out this holiday season for you. The holidays often demand more energy than we can possibly generate. For those managing chronic illnesses, failure to pace results not just in tiredness, but in serious symptoms flares. So pacing is basically learning how to manage your own energy and how much energy in units each activity in your daily life takes, and making that decision on what activities you're going to prioritize with the energy you've got left. I'll go a bit more into that in a bit. So the key to survival here in survival is to survive the holidays, is energy budgeting and relentless self-advocacy. Okay, let's get started. Energy budgeting. So we spoke about the spoon theory before. So I'll get into a little bit of spoon theory in practice. If you're managing a chronic condition, you must treat your energy like a severely limited bank account. Like literally, you got this very small amount of money that you can spend. That's your energy. So you see it in the same way. You cannot withdraw more than you deposit. We use the spoon theory as a metaphor. You start the day with a limited number of spoons, and the spoons represent the units of energy that you have. And every activity costs spoons. Now, some activities cost more spoons than others, and that's very, very individual. You need to start recognizing those activities. So, ruthless prioritization, the zero-based budget. Before you commit to anything, list all potential activities like shopping, cooking, wrapping, parties, travel. Assign each one a spoon cost. Then circle the absolute must-dos. Not like, oh, this would be nice to do. Like literally the essentials. The rest are very optional. If an optional activity is chosen, something else must be cancelled to repay those spoons. You getting what we're getting into it now? So the danger of post-exertional malaise, especially for individuals with chronic fatigue and long COVID, such as myself, this is the most important point. Pushing through fatigue results in a debilitating crash that can last days or weeks. Never push too much. It's safer to cancel on an event than to endure a flare-up. And this also goes for autistic burnout or neurodivergent burnout. If you overdo it, get overstimulated, then you burn out and it's not a good time. And then you have to, if you overdo it, you have to endure a flare-up. And if you are one of those individuals that get flares from overdoing it, you know what I mean. And those are not fun. And you'll be forced to stop and you'll be forced to rest. So the power of micro rest. Rest is not the absence of activity. It is dedicated, planned activity itself. You know, I spoke here more than once on the show about the seven types of rest. You know, that there is creative rest, emotional rest, physical rest. There's seven types of rest. So resting, it's very important. So schedule 15 to 30 minute periods of complete rest, such as lying down, minimal sensory input, maybe a dark room, no noise. So you schedule those before and after any social activity. Rest must be proactive and not reactive. Delegate and outsource. If you are hosting, delegate every possible task. Hire help as family members to bring the key dishes or use store-bought items. Your spoons are too valuable to spend on tasks others can do. So I spoke to you on the first episode of this two-part series that I'm hosting our big family Christmas this year, and how I had to decide what activities were very important to me, and I wanted to keep charge of those activities, but how I let go of those other activities that I didn't want to, the pressure on me to happen. So I'm letting go of those activities and delegating it. Now, advocating for physical and emotional safety. Advocating for your physical needs during the holidays often means pushing against social norms, and that's okay. Just like our neurodivergent friends, many people with chronic illness experience heightened sensitivities. The bright lights and noise of the holidays can trigger migraines, increase pain, or intensify brain fog, let alone, let's not even talk about, you know, emotional roller coaster and anxiety and all sorts. Be ready with a clear reason for your exit. I need to leave now while I still have the energy to safely drive home. Or I'm finding the sensory input is triggering a symptom flare, so I have to rest. And no, I also spoke to, if you listen to our last episode, I talk about having that exit plan and how, you know, it seems really easy if you're a smoker or a vapor, you know, you're always excusing yourself and going out and you don't have to explain yourself so much. And maybe it's time for us, you know, that are chronically ill or, you know, neurodivergent folks, to start owning that, you know, we can leave social events and social circumstances when we need to, and we shouldn't have to explain too much. Also, let's talk about the holiday meals. So holiday meals are often rich, high in sugar, and sometimes we ignore our dietary restrictions. So, for example, I know that I'm not at the moment, for example, extremely strict on my diet. But I know that if I follow a certain, you know, regime and eat certain things, that it's better for my health. I feel like I have more energy, that my body aches a bit less, and that my brain is a bit clearer. But I'm not very strict. And I know that over the holidays, there are certain things that I just really want to enjoy and eat because, you know, it's certain things you only eat that time of the year. And I think that's okay. But now, you know, if you are concerned about, you know, what's going to be served at your family Christmas or your work Christmas event, why don't you prepare your own safe dish? If you're not comfortable asking a host for specific accommodations, bring a substantial dish you know you can eat without adverse effects. Place your health above social pressure to try everything. Now, how to manage grief in isolation. This can be an incredibly difficult time when chronic illness has caused loss of income, loss of friendship, or loss of identity. My tip here is to set boundaries against toxic positivity. It is okay to not be in the holiday spirit. Allow yourself to feel your difficult emotions. Find one trusted person you can be completely honest with and don't feel obligated to perform happiness for others. Honestly, yes, there is this expectation that the holidays is supposed to be this jolly, happy time, but it doesn't really have to be for everyone. And if this is not your thing, just say, it's just not my thing. And yes, people may joke and may think you're a Grinch, but you're really just setting up a boundary, and it's even more difficult to mask all the time, to pretend all the time. Find one trusted person you can be completely honest with and don't feel obligated to perform happiness for others, like I said before. As we conclude this part two series, remember that a truly healthy and joyful holiday is built on authenticity and intentionality. The holidays, the festivities, they can be what you want it to be. I know we follow a lot of social norms and we try to fit in, but a lot of those expectations are put on ourselves, but ourselves. A successful holiday season is one where you experience minimal symptom flares, maintain your boundaries, and genuinely enjoy the moments you do participate in. Success is not measured by the number of events you attend or volume of gifts exchanged. Self-compassion is key. This season is hard. You're doing the best you can with limited resources. Be kind to yourself. If you have to cancel plans, forgive yourself quickly and prioritize rest, proper rest. The power of connection. Focus on the quality of connection over the quantity. A short, meaningful conversation on the couch is infinitely more valuable than hours of exhausting small talk. Now, I just want to end this episode by reading something I received in my inbox from Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith. It's part of her new newsletter, and the title is Why December Drains Emotional Energy and What to Do About It. So, Restful Resources with Dr. Sandra. Finding calm in a season that asks for more. December has a way of quietly increasing the pressure. More gatherings, more giving, more expectations. Even joyful moments can begin to feel heavy when they are layered on top of an already full life. Many end the year not refreshed, but depleted, wondering how a season meant for connection becomes so exhausting. This is where emotional rest becomes especially important. Emotional rest is the ability to feel safe enough to be honest about what you can handle and what you need and when you reached out your capacity. Research in emotional regulation shows that when we suppress our feelings or overextend ourselves to meet others' expectations, stress hormones rise and recovery time lengthens. In contrast, people who practice emotional awareness and healthy boundaries experience lower burnout and greater life satisfaction, even during high-demand seasons like the holidays. Holiday stress isn't just about a packed calendar. It often comes from feeling responsible for everyone else's experiences, saying yes when your body and mind are saying no, managing family dynamics with people-pleasing behaviors, and carrying unspoken expectations, both your own and others. Neuroscience research confirms that emotional labor, especially when it's unacknowledged, significantly increases fatigue and mental exhaustion. That means the more you perform to please others, the more depleted you feel afterward. Now, simple ways to practice emotional rest this December. You don't need a quiet retreat or an empty schedule to experience emotional rest. Small, intentional choices can make a meaningful difference. 1. Name your limits ahead of time. Decide what you're realistically able to give of your time, energy, and attention. Let that awareness guide which commitments you accept and which you decline. 2. Allow yourself to feel what you feel. Joy and grief often coexist during the holidays. Both are valid. Emotional rest begins when you stop judging your feelings and simply make space to process them. 3. Release the pressure to make everything perfect. Studies show that perfectionism during high stress seasons increases anxiety and reduces enjoyment. Rather than focusing on the meal, events, and gifts, shift your attention to building moments and memories with those who you love. 4. Build in emotional recovery moments. Even brief periods of quiet, reflection, or journaling helps regulate the nervous system and restore emotional balance. Emotional rest doesn't ask you to fix everything before January. It invites you to listen to your emotional needs and to end the year with compassion towards yourself. Rest Well and Merry Christmas by Dr. Sandra. I really love this little piece of information that I received from Dr. Sandra cobalt in my inbox. I think it ties in perfectly with a lot of the things we shared here in part one and part two of this episode. But sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so need to talk. 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text. 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
I would like to end by reading a piece from A Community Guide to a Happy Neurodivergent Christmas, second edition, by Michaela Sealsby. Surviving Christmas our way. They call it the most wonderful time of the year, but in this house, we measure joy differently. We unwrap peace instead of presence and choose quiet over chaos because glitter and noise don't always mean happiness. We don't do matching pajamas or forced fun. No photo perfect moments, no pressure to run to every event, every tradition that squeezes the life out of what's meant to be love. Because the chaos of Christmas, the noise, the lights, the smells, the sudden change can send small bodies into big feelings. Meltdowns come not from naughtiness, but from overwhelm, from too much world. And so we build our Christmas from softness, from safety, from space to breathe. If that means shutting the curtains, eating breakfast at noon, or saying no to visitors, then that's exactly what we'll do. The Christmas table doesn't have to match the adverts. There might not be turkey or roast potatoes or trimmings, but there'll be always a chicken nugget or two, tomato ketchup at the ready. And laughter that sounds like comfort, not like pressure. We might spend time in our bedrooms, in different rooms, in our own worlds, because connection isn't about proximity, it's about peace. And in this house, peace is everything. There is no meltdown we shame, no stillness we rush, no should that's louder than what feels right for us. Our Christmas is about comfort. Weighted blankets instead of glittering parties, familiar films instead of crowded rooms, the hum of calm instead of the hum of expectation. We don't measure magic by how much we manage, but by how much we honor ourselves. So here's to be neurodivergent homes, to the kids who stem with joy, and the parents who protect their calm, to the quiet victories that no one sees, but means everything. We are not surviving Christmas by hiding. We are surviving by redefining. We are thriving in our truth, doing December our way, because that right there is the real meaning of joy. And so, don't feel bad if your Christmas doesn't look like the ads. Do what's good for you and yours. Spread Christmas joy in whatever way it feels comfortable. Because peace, not perfection, is what makes Christmas whole. Merry Christmas.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.